And now for our weekly check-in with the politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Free your mind!
All that you need, you are an American.
Is freedom in America a myth or a reality?
It's a free country, don't you know that?
This week, we're joined by Carol Markovitz, who's a blogger for It's a Free Country, who's blogged about President Obama's so-called evolving views on gay marriage. Some commentators are speculating that he may try to legalize gay marriage nationally before the election. Carol, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
How credible are these reports that he might be seeking to legalize gay marriage?
I think if Obama completely changes his personality in the next few months, becomes a totally different person who takes these kinds of risks and stands up for beliefs, then maybe it'll happen. But short of a complete change in every single way about himself, it just will never happen. I'm willing to take $5 bets from anybody interested in that kind of...
I sense some skepticism on your part. Let's take a listen and listen back to some of the comments he's made about gay marriage since 2008.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. I have friends. I have people who work for me who are in powerful, strong, long-lasting gay or lesbian unions. My baseline is a strong civil union. My feelings about this are constantly evolving. I struggle with this.
Okay. His views are evolving. What does that mean?
It's a way to wink, wink, you know, to the gay community that he's with them, but he actually won't do anything for them. So it's a way of saying, I'm actually for gay marriage, but I can't really do it politically, so you guys are going to just have to hang on with me while I evolve. It's kind of a cheap way out.
Well, I mean, hasn't the president done quite a bit for the gay community? I mean, he did sign the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Sure.
He's instructed his Justice Department not support the Defense of Marriage Act. I mean, hasn't his relationship with the gay community so far been a pretty healthy one?
Sure. That's one way to look at it. It was actually Democratic President Bill Clinton who signed Don't Ask, Don't Tell into law in the first place, and that was considered doing something for the gay community. So it really depends on the point of view. Back then, it was a big step that gay people could serve in the military as long as they didn't ask and didn't tell. Now it was considered completely inappropriate. So it really depends on the perspective of whether or not he's actually doing anything for the gay community. I think if the belief is that he's for gay marriage and he just won't do it politically, that's really wrong. And I'd really like to see the president take a stand on an issue like that if he indeed believes in gay marriage.
Although you must admit, Carol, that it's pretty difficult for the president to get anything through this Congress at this point.
Sure. For a little while there, he had a filibuster-proof majority, and it was pretty hard for him anyway. So, yes, it's much harder for him at this point to get anything through. But even taking a philosophical stand on gay marriage would be a big step forward for the president to actually stand up for his beliefs and say what they are instead of kind of skirting the issue and saying he's evolving.
We're speaking with Carol Markovitz, blogger for itsafreecountry.org. But let me ask you just to be kind of a completely cold, totally unemotional political strategist here, Carol, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If for the gay community, it's probably better for them in some ways that President Obama be reelected than that they get one of the GOP candidates in who've come out very strongly against gay marriage. And in fact, a couple of them have said that they would bring Don't Ask, Don't Tell back. Is that fair?
It might be on that one issue of gay marriage. I don't know that other issues that are important to individual gay people, perhaps lower taxes or, you know, securing the border. Gay people that isn't the end-all be-all for them, gay marriage, although, of course, that is a large issue. So would it be better for them for Obama to be reelected? I don't see it, but they tend to vote Democratic, so maybe they believe it would be better for them.
So you support somebody else other than Barack Obama?
Yes, I support Mitt Romney.
Okay, Carol Markovitz, but do you expect Mitt Romney before the presidential election to come out and say, I will legalize gay marriage?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I don't expect very much from Mitt Romney at all. He's just the best of a very bad field. But no, he definitely won't. I wouldn't count on a Republican to do that. It probably will be a Democrat, but it probably won't be for several years. I mean, Hillary Clinton's against gay marriage. Barack Obama's against gay marriage. Most of the national political figures are against gay marriage. It'll be interesting to see if Andrew Cuomo, who legalized gay marriage in New York, will have some success on the national stage. I would take the $5 bet that he won't.
I would probably take that bet with you. Carol Markowitz, blogger for itsafreecountry.org. Hopelessly cynical, Carol, I'm sorry to say. We want to get your views, and we want you to weigh in on this debate as well. Do you think that President Obama would take the risk of legalizing gay marriage before the election, or let's hypothetically say he was reelected? Do you think he'd take that step then? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your thoughts to facebook.com/thetakeaway. And Carol, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.